every day there seems to be a bit more awareness to the control and the crippling of our infrastructure of food production. Somebody that's on top of this and has been for quite some time because he had a great-grandfather, Hank Vogler from North Spring Valley, Nevada. White Pine County, to be exact. He's standing by with a historical perspective that we should all garner from. First, reminding you about Certified Piedmontese, Great Plains cattlemen working together to produce a common goal. Piedmontese sired beef so that you, the consumer, have a tender eating experience. Details about how you can order at cpbeef.com. cpbeef.com. Hank, is there any historical perspective into controlling food so you can control people?
I mean, this is the grand scheme. Control the food. You know, why do they have all the statistics on all these ranches and all these county grids of how much soybean or how much corn you produce? And they want to know everything about your operation. So I guess so when they take it over and they put bureaucrats in charge, that they'll, you know, I mean, read your history, boys and girls. 1913 was the largest wheat crop ever harvested
in Russia.
Ever. And they had horses in wheat in Russia. And until the fall of the Soviet Union and they gave some people some autonomy, that record was never broken. The entire time the government had that, they had shelves that were empty. Stalin even took the grains from Ukraine and Georgia and all the southern part of Russia and sold it on the open market to show how well communism was working. But it doesn't. Nobody on any outfit wants to work any harder than the slowest guy on the crew. Because if they're all getting paid the same, there's no incentive to excel. There is no bonuses held and handed out by ownership. People came from all over the world to own private land here in America. That was an incentive. Who do you think takes the best care of the land? Yes, there are dinks that do the wrong things, and there are novices that do the wrong things. But the biggest dink of all is the El Federales, senor, because they get a check in the mail every 2 weeks. Right here in Nevada, Nevada Department of Wildlife has managed the wildlife so well that the new mantra, if you want to go deer hunting in the state of Nevada, the term is BYOD, bring your own deer. I'm trying to get them to take over the wild horses and hopefully the coyotes.
Yeah,
they'll clean that mess up.
That's because the dinks are running the asylum. That's why. Get rid of the dinks.
Yeah.
Truth of the matter is, they are dinks. They can't perform, so they go work for the government. That's what we have to deal with. Thank you, Hank Vogler. Loose tails. Be gentle. Stay firm.